On the first day of Hari Raya, visiting activities were allowed with a maximum of 20 people in each home along with various other standard operating procedures that were to be followed. But very quickly, the government declared that no visitation was allowed on the second day of Hari Raya as many Malaysians still attempted to balik kampung. It has been about 3 weeks since the Hari Raya celebrations and one person is confirmed to have contracted COVID-19 when visiting activities were allowed on the first day. According to the Star, the infected person had come into close contact with another person, case 7756, who tested positive for the virus in Negeri Sembilan. Transmission occurred during the first day of Hari Raya, said Health Director General Datuk Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah in his daily press conference on Saturday, 13 June. He said the Ministry of Health has since initiated active case detection and is tracing all those who have come into contact with them. Malaysia has recorded a total of 8,453 cases including 7,346 recoveries and 121 deaths at the time of writing. Negeri Sembilan is one of the states that has the highest record with 957 confirmed cases so far. Also read, Dr. Nur, no more daily COVID-19 press conferences from next week. You have reached the end of this story.